Dak, you had a great first drive, got the early 7-0 lead, and then things kind of started going downhill from there. What happened after that first drive?
We started off fast. Something different than we've been doing, but weren't able to keep it up. Weren't able to get it going. We ended too many drives without points. Simple as that. I mean, it begins with the offense, converting in the red zone, getting touchdowns, and we weren't able to do that. And I think it starts there. Once you get behind like that, that's a good football team we played. We got behind, and they controlled the clock, and they did what they had to do,
We heard a lot of screaming and a lot of hollering in the locker room. Can you talk about the emotions in the locker room after the game and what the guys were feeling?
Yeah, emotion in the locker room. Just an exchange of words about us sticking together. Anything and everything outside of that locker room doesn't matter, and as simple as that.
What was your message in that exchange?
It's for those guys in the locker room.
But there's still belief that you can turn
100%. There's no belief has been lost. No confidence has been lost. This is simply execution, and it's on players. And that's kind of what that conversation was. Credit the leaders, credit Michael Bennett, those guys that started that. It was a great conversation. It was a great conversation, a lot of great words passed. But it's just all about us executing and just getting the job done, and starts throughout the week about us doing things better.
Jerry said his message to y'all is go write a hell of a story now. Why do y'all think you can do that, and what will it take to do that?
We know we can do that because we control our destiny. We control the work that we put in. We control how we approach each and every day. We control the way that we prepare to get ready for these games. And I have so much confidence in the men in that locker room, the character that they have. And I wouldn't want to be in this position with anybody else except those men. And so confident in what we're going to do.
With all due respect, just as a devil's advocate, why hasn't that happened yet? I mean,
it will happen.
What gives you the confidence that you guys can get going and get to the postseason?
Yeah, I just said it. The character of the men in there. Been through so much with those guys, ups and downs, on the field, off the field. When you're a part of this organization, there's a lot of stuff outside noise, and we've got a group that's able to lock arms and forget all that and ignore all that, and just focus on what's most important. And right now, it's about tomorrow. It's about how do we get in, clean this game up. Get our workouts in, get better, and just know that we've got to flip that mindset and that mentality to be our best in every single rep and every single thing that we do, and it's going to pay off going forward.
How would you assess how you played today?
Not good enough. Simple as that. Turnovers. Just mishaps. Can't do that.
On the throw to Zeke at the end of the third, what happened there with you? Did you lose the ball, or just a bad throw?
Just a bad throw. One of those. My eyes weren't on Zeke. I was looking at the defenders, and then tried to get it to Zeke real fast because I was seeing what the defense was doing, and just didn't find Zeke and just kind of flipped it out there. Feet were bad, and it was just a bad play by me. Simple as that. Hurt the team.
Dak, they blitzed a lot. Did you expect that, or was that something different they did in this game?
I wouldn't say something too much different. They didn't do any new blitzes or any blitzes that we didn't know that we haven't seen on film. They did do it a lot, but we were ready for them. Just didn't make them pay.
Hey, Dak, last week after you guys lost, Jerry was critical of the coaching staff. Today, he was supportive and adamant about not making a change and feeling like you have no chance to do what you still want to do were he to fire Jason. How do you feel about the support of the owner in this situation compared to that being lacking last week?
Yeah, he understands it. He understands that that we need everybody in that locker room, players, coaches, everybody that's a part of it to get to where we want to be. And when you have that, it gives you a lot of confidence. And I said it earlier, and I'll continue to say it. It's on us. It's on us as players to lock in and just be better. Simple as that. Be better in everything that we do with the help of the coaches.
Dak, what is it about the struggles against good teams? The Cowboys haven't been able to beat teams with these winning records.
Yeah, if I had that answer, we wouldn't be in this position.
The drive ended in a punt, but can you talk about that 4th-and-1 play in the beginning of the second quarter?
Yeah, I mean, it was QB sneak. At that point, it was just thought I may have gotten it on that run. Obviously, I didn't. And coach asked, I want to go for it. I said, of course. Just give it to me, quarterback sneak, and offensive line did a great job and went and got what was needed.
Were you surprised he asked you if you wanted to go for it?
Not at all.
How come? It's not like y'all go for it on that part of the field very often.
It just wasn't. It was one of those games. It's one of those positions. You just got to be aggressive, and you got to go for it, and I'm glad we did.
Jason's catching a lot of heat for what's gone on so far with this team being 6-6. what does he do best that he'll help you guys turn this thing around?
A lot. He's somebody that approaches each and every day with the same mindset, with the same mentality, and that's what you need in this league. You can't get too up, you can't get too down. You have to stay the same, and what he gives to this team, the energy, the focus level, we're thankful for him. We're definitely thankful for him, and yeah, we need him to do this, what we've got to do.
Cole Beasley had a big game in his first game back here. Did you have a chance to talk to him after the game, and what'd you say?
Yeah, for sure, just congrats. He knew I wasn't happy about it, but told him congrats. I wished him love. I mean, that's a brother. So we've talked every week throughout the season. We'll continue to do that. It's much bigger than football.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks again.